بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation and the commentary on the book of Tawheed, and we're talking about the explanation of the hadith of Ubadah ibn Samit. And in this hadith, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the one who testifies that there is no true God to be worshipped but Allah alone, who has no partners, and that Muhammad is Allah's slave and messenger, and that Jesus is Allah's slave and his messenger. This is where we stopped. Inshallah, we continue now. Jesus, Abdullah wa Rasuluh. Wa anna Isa, Abdullah wa Rasuluh. The explanation is the same as that concerning the testimony that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. However, we believe in the message of Jesus alayhi salam, but this does not require that we follow his laws if his laws are different from the final laws in Islam. This brings into discussion the laws of those before us. What is the position regarding the laws of those before us? This has three cases. Number one, if the laws of those before us are in opposition to our laws, then the work will be according to our laws. Is this first one clear, inshallah? Is this first one clear? This is the first case. Okay. The second case. The previous laws are in agreement with our laws, then we are commanded to follow our Sharia, our laws. This is the second case. If the previous laws are in agreement with our laws, then we are commanded to follow our laws, the final ones. The third situation, if nothing is said about these previous laws in our Sharia, meaning our Sharia did not mention anything concerning these previous laws, here the scholars differ. Can we act upon them or we leave them? The correct opinion is that they are laws for us as well. And the evidence for this is in the saying of Allah in Surah Al-An'am, chapter 6, verse 90, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُمْ أولئك الذين هدى الله فبهداهم اقتدي. They are those whom Allah had guided, so follow their guidance. Also, the second evidence is in Surah Yusuf, in chapter 12, verse 111. The saying of Allah, لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. لقد كان في قصصهم عبرة لأولي الألباب. This is, now we need 111, inshallah. Okay. Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding. Indeed, in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding. Now, concerning Isa, concerning Jesus, peace be upon him, two groups went in extreme regarding Jesus alayhi salam. The first group are the Jews who belied him. They said he was the son of adultery and that his mother was a prostitute and that he was not a prophet. And he was sentenced to death according to them. And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected him from their plot. The a resemblance was put on someone else and they killed this other man and Allah raised Jesus to him in body and soul. The second group are the Christians who said that he is the son of Allah and that he is one of three, and they made him a god besides Allah. And what they said concerning him is not the truth. As to our creed regarding Jesus, we testify that he is the slave of Allah and his messenger, and that his mother is a trustworthy and honorable mother, as Allah spoke about her, and that she was chaste, and that she was virgin. However, his example with Allah is like the example of Adam. He created him from dust. Then he said to him, be, and he was. In the saying of the Prophet here, alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said, Abdullah, the slave of Allah, in this there is a response to the Christians, because they made him divine, as we know. And in his saying, wa rasulu, the slave of Allah and his messenger, in the statement, his messenger, meaning Jesus being the messenger of Allah, this is a response to the Jews, because they denied him as a messenger. Then the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام added by saying, وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ وَكَلِمَتُهُ أَلْقَاهَا إِلَى مَرْيَمْ. And his word which he bestowed on Mary. So he was created by the word. But Jesus himself is not the word, because he eats and drinks, urinates and defecates, and all human conditions apply to him. Allah said in chapter 3, verse 59, إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم خلقه من تراب ثم قال له كن فيكون. Verily the likeness of Isa, Jesus before Allah, is the likeness of Adam. He created him from dust, then he said to him, be, and he was. So Jesus is not the word of Allah, because كلام الله وصف قائم بالله. Because the word of Allah or the speech of Allah is an attribute established with him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, not distinct from him. This is very important. كلام الله وصف قائم به لا بائن منه. The word of Allah, which is his speech, is an attribute established with himself, with Allah, not distinct from him. As to Jesus, he is an essence distinct from Allah. Comes and go, eat and drink, etc. Is this clear, inshallah? Which he bestowed on Mary, directing his word, kun, be, and he is. Maryam is the daughter of Imran. She is not the sister of Musa or Harun or Aaron alayhim as-salam, as some people think. However, it is like what the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, that they used to give names or take the names of their prophets as in the hadith reported by Muslim. Harun, therefore, Aaron here, is the brother of Maryam, of Mary, but not Harun, not Aaron, who is the brother of Musa, of Moses. He is another one carrying his name. Similarly, Imran, he was named by this name, which is the name of the father of Musa, the father of Moses. Then, the Prophet ﷺ is still now speaking about Jesus, that Jesus is Abdullah, the slave of Allah and his messenger, and his, Allah's word, which he bestowed upon Mary, and more, وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهِ, and a spirit from him. Let's write this down, inshallah. And a spirit from him. From him, let's put it from, because we need to explain what it means. Yes. رُوحٌ مِّنْهِ, a spirit from him, meaning that his body created from him. Okay, no problem. His body became to exist by the word. Then this spirit which Allah created was blown in him. But Allah added the spirit to him when he said a spirit from him. This is an addition of honor. So he is a creation of Allah, whom Allah added to himself out of honor. Isa, therefore, is not a spirit. Rather, he is a body, physical body with a soul, with a spirit. Allah described him vividly in Surah Al-Ma'idah 5:75. إنما المسيح ابن مريم إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل وأمه صديقة كانا يأكلان الطعام. The Messiah Jesus, son of Mary, was no more than a messenger. Many were the messengers that passed away before him. His mother Mary was a صديقة. She believed in the words of Allah. They both used to eat food. Look at this. Meaning as other humans. So look how we make the ayat, the proofs, clear to them. Yet look how they are deluded away from the truth. This term, I will write it down here, that Jesus was, I will write it like this, spirit from him. Spirit from him, ruhum minh. Okay, this is the term by which the Christians went astray. فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُ جُزْءٌ مِّنَ اللَّهِ Thus they thought that he is part of Allah. So they went astray and led others astray. But we say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَعْمَى بَصَائِرَكُمْ. Allah blinded you. It's the heart, or the hearts that get blind, which are in the chest. It is known that Jesus, as we cited earlier in the verse, they both used to eat food. كَانَ يَأْكُلُ الطَّعَامُ. He used to eat food. And this was known. And it is known also that the Jews used to say that they crucified him. And would it be possible for the one who was part, quote unquote, of Allah to be separate from the Lord, eating and drinking, and then to be, quote unquote, killed and crucified? And thus, this min, spirit from, is for initiation, not for partitioning. It is like the saying of Allah in Surah Al-Jathiyah, verse 13. وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِنْهُ and has subjected to you all that's in the heavens and all that's in the earth. It is all as a favor and kindness from him. So it is impossible for us, therefore, to say that the sun and the moon and the rivers are part of Allah. No one said this. So this spirit from is a spirit initiating from Allah, that is created by him, not a part of Allah as the Christians claim. And here therefore, we want to talk about what Allah adds to himself. And this is very critical. What Allah adds to himself is divided into three types. What Allah adds to himself can be classified into three types. The first, the established essence. An established essence. Established essence, number one. Adding it to Allah is from adding the created to his creator. And this could be applicable to the entire creation, like what was cited earlier in Surah Al-Jathiyah 45:13, وَسَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مِّنْهُ and has subjected to you all that's in the heaven and all that's in the earth. It is all a favor and kindness from him. And like in Al-Ankabut, in Surah Al-Ankabut, verse 56, إِنَّ أَرْضِي 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 وَاسِعًا 29:65, إِنَّ أَرْضِي وَاسِعًا. Certainly, spacious is my earth. You know, the earth is an established essence. It is created. Here it is added to Allah. In ardi wasi'a, my earth. This is, you know, from the general addition to Allah. And it could be also of the particular addition to Allah because of honoring this established essence. Take for example in 2:125 concerning the house of Allah. طَهِرَا بَيْتِيَ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ طَهِرَا بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ Purify my house for those circulating it. Purify. That they should purify my house, for those who are circumambulating it. So here Allah added the house to himself by saying, my house. This is an addition of honor. Honoring his house. And also, like the she-camel, that was a trial for the people of Thamud, Allah referred to it by saying, نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقْيَاهَا in Surah Al-Shams, verse 13. Al-Shams 91. Verse 13. But the Messenger of Allah said to them, be cautious, fear the evil. This is the she-camel of Allah. Naqatullah. She-camel of Allah. She-camel of Allah. She-camel is an established entity, created. But Allah added it to himself. This is a created entity added to Allah. Therefore, it has a particular honor established for such an entity. So this is the first kind. The second kind, something added to an established created thing. Something added to an established created thing. Or let me reiterate. Something added to a created thing in order to establish this latter thing, to make it established. Like, for example, the saying of Allah here about Jesus, وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ, a spirit from Him. Adding this spirit to Allah is adding the created to His creator out of honor. It is a ruh, it is a spirit which Allah created, not a part of Allah. This is the spirit which is dwelled in Jesus, alayhi salam, and it is an essence separate from Allah. So this is a created part as well, like the former part which we talked about in first class is a created one, and this is another created one. The third type, that it may be, the third type, it could be an attribute that is not added to a created essence. An attribute not added to a created essence. For example, in Surah Al-A'raf 7:144, إِنِّي اصْطَفَيْتُكَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي بِرِسَالَاتِي وَبِكَلَامِي. Contemplate this verse, please. Allah addressing Musa. O Moses, Musa, I have chosen you above men by my messages and by my speaking to you. So here the message and the speech, these are attributes added to Allah. The addition of the attribute to the one who is qualified with it. So if Allah adds an attribute to him, then this attribute is not created. Is not created. So now we are talking about three things. Two of them were created, and one of them is not created. This last one, which refers to the attributes. We can summarize them now, therefore. the first form is created, and that is to add an established essence to Allah. The second type is also created, is to add something to a created essence to establish this essence. Like in this case, the spirit of Jesus. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to it as from him out of honor. Honoring the created by adding that which he created to himself. So it is a created spirit dwelling in Jesus and not a part of Jesus. And the third type is to add an attribute, like in this case, the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala added to himself. And in this case, the attribute cannot be created. Both types, the created type and the uncreated type, are combined in this hadith, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said about Jesus, كَلِمَتُهُ, his word, وَرُوحٌ مِّنْهُ, and a spirit from him. So his word is an attribute added to Allah. So Jesus is not Allah's word, meaning Jesus is not the word. And that Jesus is Allah's slave and his messenger, and his word which he bestowed in Mary, and a spirit from him, meaning spirit created from him. So kalimatuhu is an attribute from the attributes of Allah added to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the word is not Jesus. And waruhum min, a spirit from him, here it is added to an essence. Because the spirit dwelled in Jesus, so it's created. And Allah referred to himself out of honoring Jesus alayhi salam. Is this inshallah clear? Are these matters clear inshallah? Right. Then the end of the hadith, the one who testifies that la ilaha illallah and that there is no partner to Allah, no associate, and that Muhammad is Allah's true slave and messenger, and that Jesus is the true slave and messenger of Allah, and he is his word which he bestowed in Mary, and a spirit created from him, then Allah will admit him to paradise. The last of the hadith. Whatever his deed might be. Whatever his deeds might be. Now, admitting to paradise is divided into two types. First type, admitting or admittance to paradise is of two types. Complete admittance not preceded by punishment. This is for the one who completes the actions, al-amal. He completes his deeds. The second type, imperfect admittance preceded by punishment for the ones who did not complete their deeds. So the believer, if his sins exceed his good deeds, then it may be that Allah may will to punish him in accordance with his deeds. And it may be that Allah may not punish him. Because Allah stated, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ. Verily Allah does not forgive that people ascribe partners with him in worship. وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. but he may forgive other than that to whom other he wishes, meaning other than shirk. So those whose deeds are not completed, their case rests with Allah. They may be admitted and forgiven to paradise without any punishment, or that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may punish them in accordance with their incomplete deeds. We seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we ask Him for His forgiveness. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.